4 days left until the 34th anniversary of the bomb attack on the headquarters of the Islamic Republic Party by the terrorist Mujahideen-e-Khalq organization. 72 top Iranian officials and lawmakers lost their lives in the blast. Now Iran's Islamic Development Organization is holding ceremonies across the country to remember the lost ones.
The bombing of 7th of Tir was a catastrophe which dealt a major blow to the Islamic Republic Party by killing many of its leading figures. We are ready to hold different ceremonies to remember those figures and the great efforts they did for the country.
It was on June the 28th, 1981, when MKO terrorists blew up the headquarters of the Islamic Republic Party, killing 4 cabinet ministers, 27 members of the Iranian parliament, and several other top officials, including Judiciary Chief Ayatollah Mohammad Beheshti. Iranian officials say the bombing happened at such a critical time that many thought the Islamic Republic would not survive.
The plan was masterfully devised. They wanted to kill the government officials to disrupt the activities of the Islamic Republic. This way, they could claim that the Islamic Republican Party can no more control this country. But much to their surprise, the injured showed up at the parliament on wheelchairs and kept the government's wheels spinning.
The attack wasn't the last one. Terrorist acts against Iranian officials and scientists continued unabated.
A quick look at Iran's contemporary history shows that the country has been a major victim of terrorism, and many Iranians have lost their lives in terror attacks.
Iran has identified 17,000 terror victims since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, including the 5 nuclear scientists who were assassinated in recent years.
When Iran arrested the murderers of 2 of its nuclear scientists, they admitted to having been trained in Israel. I do blame Israel for all these terrorist acts in Iran, which are aimed at subjugating the Iranian nation. And we see that today they are supporting the Takfiri terrorists in the region, exactly the way they helped the MKO carry out their acts of terror in Iran.
Surprisingly, the MKO has not been listed by any Western country as a terrorist organization, despite the many assassinations they carried out in Iran, an issue which many believe highlights the West's double standards in dealing with terrorism. Yousef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.